This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Ronan Wordsworth, Geopolitical Futures. He's on mainland Europe. He was recently at Cape Town, South Africa, and the election in Cape Town and all throughout South Africa has changed the landscape. The ANC, in power for many decades, never really challenged, has now lost the majority in the parliament. Cyril Ramaphosa is now announced as the continuing president, putting together a coalition of five different parties. The most significant is the Democratic Alliance, which is led chiefly, Ronan tells me, by white members of the South African community. However, ANC is ready to work with DA and work with other smaller parties, such as the Zulus, in order to establish and advance the economy and the well-being of the people of South Africa. What is striking here is that South Africa has had a foreign policy that was decidedly pro-Russia, pro-China, member of BRICS, the S in BRICS. And recently, South Africa was part of the voice chorus that brought forth condemnation of Israel, fighting to defend itself in Gaza. Now, Ronan observes that there's reason to believe that South Africa might amend its position about Israel, because the DA, while not pro-Israel, is not anti-Israel and has, Ronan tells me, strong voices that speak for Israel's right to defend itself. More of this later as Ronan and I watch the ANC, but here's his report for now about South Africa, foreign policy, BRICS, Israel, and the road ahead in a coalition for Cyril Ramaphosa.
We won't see necessarily a move away from BRICS, but maybe less focus put on it, but also a rebalancing of priorities, because we've seen South Africa be very outspoken, say, on Israel-Palestine issue, where the DA is openly support. Well, they're not supportive of Israel 100%, but there's members of their party which have been very vocally supportive of Israel, whereas ANC, being the party that brought towards the ICC, the case against Israel,